Greet you all in the worthy and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a blessing that we have a God who will never, never, no, never forsake us. Invite your attention to Proverbs chapter 24 for several verses here. And again, I'll be sharing some thoughts from the book that I've done before, In My Father's Vineyard by Wayne Jacobson. Looking at the different seasons in the vineyard, we had talked about the winter season, a time of rest. Springtime, a time of promise. And this morning I'd like to look a bit at summertime, a time of perseverance. Proverbs 24, verses 30 and following. I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. The NIV in verse 34 says, thy poverty shall come as a bandit. So it's not just someone that is traveling, but it's a wayfaring man, maybe taking advantage of situations. But we look at this vineyard. Most vineyards in the springtime look nice and orderly. There's a lot of life. There's a lot of promise there. But something happened. The weeds weren't taken care of. The nettles grew up. And they made so that it wasn't a fruitful vineyard. And so as we look at a season, what we may experience in our Christian lives may be we go through springtime, a time of growth, a time of promise. But before the fruit comes, we need summertime. Most fruit takes time to mature and to produce good fruit. And it's during that time of summer when we need to be active, taking care of the weeds, taking care of things that can come and destroy and overgrow the vineyard. At first, the weeds may seem small enough. It's not a big deal. We don't need to worry about them. And so we do a little sleeping, a little slumbering, instead of going out and taking care of the little weeds. And those little weeds don't stay little. And I think we here in Kansas know how fast pigweeds can grow. They don't stay small very long. They grow and they can, what you want to produce, vegetables or fruits, it can soon put those things in the shade and make so that there's not a lot of produce there. I'll be reading a bit from this book. During the summer, these are days of hard work, far less beautiful than the blooming glory of spring, yet equally important. For these are the days of persevering, the time between promise and harvest. The farmer has settled into routines of irrigation and cultivation. There is not much he can do now to increase the crop, but his neglect of these duties can certainly bring a swift end to it or severely damage its quality. In our spiritual summers, between spring and harvest, so many believers lose hold of their hope in God. They see the glory of God's promise fade because the fulfillment is not yet in hand. They give up, thinking that a promise delayed is a promise denied. But the farmer doesn't see summer as a delay. He sees it as part of the process that brings the promise of spring to the abundance of harvest. His eye is firmly fixed on the formation of the fruit. Summer is not the end. It will not last forever. Just long enough for the fruit to ripen. Although this season of heat is difficult, it is essential. So the farmer perseveres, not with resigned despair, but in hopeful anticipation. Our spiritual summers demand the same perseverance. We cannot jump from spring to fall. We must endure the trying days of summer, assured that perseverance will bring us to maturity, not destruction. We must meet the challenges of summer head on, for without the long, hot days, there would be no harvest. And so don't despair when the going gets pretty tough. It's needful to produce that fruit within our lives. A little more gentle response, a little more love for this brother over here, and we develop that fruit. Allow it to continue to grow and get a little juicier, a little sweeter, but it takes the heat of summer for that to happen. For the vines and farmer alike, the summer sun is a mixed blessing. To ripen, the grapes need a certain number of sunlight hours above 75 degrees. In that sense, my father's vineyard, which was in California, is a perfect place to grow the sweetest grapes, since our arid climate rarely offers a cloudy day in summer. But the heat that accompanies these sun-filled days also stresses the vine. Too much heat can sap the vine of its strength and even diminish the quality of the fruit. This is summer in my father's vineyard, and it models one of the great paradoxes of our faith. Fruitfulness rises out of a hostile climate. Do we like hostile climates? And we say, no, we don't like them. And yet it is in those climates that fruit can be brought forth. In other words, the heat of trouble and persecution that bears down on us is precisely the environment God needs to bring our lives to mature fruition. This clear message from the New Testament is often played down. Who wants to dwell on suffering when we can talk of prosperity, blessing, and the abundant life? Can you identify with it? I think we can. We like to live in springtime or in harvest time. But the grueling, daily, mundane things of life, they're not fun. And yet, it's necessary to be faithful in those times to allow the fruit of the Spirit to continue to ripen within our lives. Excuse me. And a number of scriptures that point out the thing of enduring, being joyful in the midst of tribulation. Are we joyful because of tribulation in itself? No, but because what it wants to do within our hearts to produce better fruit. When you feel seared by summer's heat, that's the time to draw closer to God than ever and keep on thinking fruit. That is what the Father wants. In John 15, verse 8, "Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples." And so that is the end goal, to work towards producing fruit. But so often we want it right now, and we're not willing to go through, or at least we don't want to go through the processes that really are necessary to produce good fruit within our lives. The fruit of the Spirit is not what we can make ourselves do for a moment, but what God makes us to be for a lifetime. And I like that. I'll read that sentence again. The fruit of the Spirit is not what we can make ourselves do for a moment, but what God makes us to be for a lifetime. You know, we get into trying situations, and temporarily we can sort of get enough energy to put on a good front. Okay, I'll be joyful in the midst of this situation. But what God wants us to do is to allow His strength to dwell within our hearts so that we can, that becomes a part of our life, not just a self-manufactured, outward works kind of thing where we appear joyful. But He wants the fruit of the Spirit, His fruit of love, of joy, and peace, of gentleness and meekness, to continue to just become a part of our lives. And that is developed as we persevere in the midst of trying times and we are faithful. And so as the fruit in your life, it may be just little BB-sized in early spring, but as you persevere, those bunches of grapes, they will grow. They'll get more juice. And as summer progresses, they'll start softening and become sweeter. And we look forward to mature fruit in the Christian's life. In Romans 5, verse 3 and 4, we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God, that fruit, is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. That's what brings glory to the Father, as we persevere and our lives bring that fruit that God is looking for. May He find us faithful. Be faithful in persevering. Sometimes we get into stages of life where we're in survival mode. A row of little children, or things at work aren't going well, and we do what? Well, just sort of a survival mode. God doesn't want us to stay there. God wants us to experience that peace within our hearts. If you're in survival mode, don't give up. At least stay in survival mode, but try to progress beyond it. Let's persevere. And we do that as we abide in the vine, where the branches is clearly connected to the vine. And again, where the vine starts and the branch begins, there's not a clear line of demarcation, but it's a blending where that vine and branch enter. Well, it's a connection, and the life flows from the vine to the branch. Let's be faithful and persevere. Like the way the song said, when through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of sorrow shall not overflow. For I will be with thee, thy troubles to bless. So God will go with us as we persevere in the heat of summer. Shall we kneel and pray? Father in heaven, I thank you for the way that you want to produce fruit in our lives by allowing us to go through difficult times. And even if those times are not maybe pleasant and we not enjoyable in themselves, as we allow those circumstances to produce a little more mature fruit, a little more gentleness and meekness in our lives, we praise you for allowing us to go through those times. Lord, we want to continue to have our hearts open so that you can do your work and bring forth fruit to the glory of the Father. Bless our Sunday school time and the service today. Pray that it would be a time of worship and encouragement and of drawing our focus to yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.